It's CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some Boulder County residents are learning if their houses survived yesterday's fires. Meka Saswaran and her family used their phones to zoom into their neighborhood from a nearby hill to assess the damage. She says their home in Superior looks intact.
Yeah, it took us a while to identify our roof, but two houses down, their house was completely gone. I still can't believe this is all happening. It still feels like so unreal.
Authorities say it's still too dangerous for residents to return home. Estimates are that between 500 and 1,000 homes may have burned. Colorado scientists say climate change played a key role in the fires. Jennifer Balch directs the Earth Lab at CU Boulder.
Climate change is essentially keeping our fuels drier longer. These grasses that we're burning, you know, they've been baked essentially all fall and all winter. On top of that, we didn't get a lick of moisture.
Balch says human-caused ignition sources likely provided ingredients for the fires. She says it's critical to bury power lines, limit campfires, and do anything else to avoid sparking fires. Colorado National Guard troops will help with COVID testing. Governor Polis has activated 200 Guard members to work at testing centers. A list of 150 free community testing sites is available at covid19.colorado.gov. And all testing and vaccination sites are closed for tomorrow, New Year's Day. It is snowing along the Front Range. This is CPR News.